Okay, so today it's like one of those let's get real kind of episodes. Motivations that may be driving you to buy things that you don't need or things that you perhaps really, really need. I pretty much created a list of some of the things that, or some of the motivations that may be driving you to buy things that you don't need, or things that you actually love, or amazing discoveries. And it was a difficult one to create only because I kept on going on and on and on. And obviously we can't have a podcast for 4 hours. So I actually came up with 13 things on my list that I think could be driving you in the wrong direction or in a good direction. But hence I'm saying you need to get real. I need to get real with myself as well. And we see exactly what could be steering us in the good or bad. And I also think that this is one of those great ways of just a perspective, you know, or essential practice that you could put in your purchases, or when you bring things home, or when you see something that you like in the stores, you know, use that lens in just checking in, you know. So perhaps it's an inventory list, or perhaps it's a check-in, or perhaps it's a, I don't know, it depends on how it lands on you. But I pretty much thought of 13 things that could be driving us, or actually that are driving us. That are driving us to buy more or to buy less. And I'm wondering where you fall in. So end of the show, please do DM us, send us an email on fawuralifestyle@gmail.com, or we're on fawura_lifestyle on Instagram, and just tell us, out of all of these 13 things, where do you fall in? Where do you think you're doing well? I'm very interested to know. So let's get to it. Number one on the list is we buy things to feel a need. You know, this is one of those where it's legitimate, right? You're buying perhaps a new school uniform for your daughter or son, or perhaps you are updating your capsule wardrobe, things like a white shirt. You know, they have discolored and you've had them for years, and now it's time to update. So you're really feeling quite confident here that, look, I need this stuff, you know. Without this stuff, or without that white shirt or a good pair of jeans, then your wardrobe is pretty much not really layered in terms of the core items that we need. The second one that I have on my list is for special occasions. We shop for special occasions more than we know in our lifetime. Weddings, or 40th birthday celebration, or somebody's turning 80, or an anniversary, or Valentine, whatever it is, like all these special graduation. I mean, don't get me started. We find any reason to go buy stuff just for these special occasions. And we wear these things for 2 minutes and then we forget about them, or we make the wrong decisions and then we wonder, why did I buy this? The third one on the list, accidental buys. This is where you didn't mean to buy something, but, you know, you thought it would look great. You were in the stores buying something else with it to buy, I don't know, a laptop. And you ended up buying, you know, this beautiful dress that had no business to be coming into your wardrobe. And you decided you love it. You decided one thing led to another. I think let's just put it that way. One thing led to another. So accidental buys, we all have done them before, and they are the worst, because then 2 weeks, 3 years from now, 4 years from now, you wonder, what were you thinking? The fourth one on the list is we buy things to belong or to impress. I feel like I just felt a little bit of silence in there. If you're driving, just hang in there. Be careful. Be careful. You know, we don't want to get you into very bad accident or getting a traffic fine. I mean, how many of us are guilty of this one, where you're buying things to belong or to impress? But obviously, when you're in the midst of shopping, it doesn't come across as that, right? You are in your right minds at that time. You're thinking, I need this. I'm going somewhere. I'm traveling. My mom used to do this all the time. Every time when she would have like a girlfriend's trip going wherever, she always went shopping. And her excuse has always been that, you know, she just doesn't want to look dull, you know? Like, I don't want to look dull when I'm on a trip with, you know, a bunch of women and everyone is looking good and I'm like the dull one. Or, you know, you're bringing the group down, you know? You need to represent, you know? So, yeah. So are you number four, perhaps? You're buying things to belong or to impress? I don't know. Number five, because it was a good bargain, because it was like the greatest bargain in the world. You know, you were somewhere and you were doing something and then all of a sudden this bargain just came out of nowhere and you thought, oh my gosh, you've never in your life, maybe for a coat, you know, and you got it with a really, really good price and you're like, no, like I'll be stupid if I don't buy this. So this is perhaps one of the motivations that's driving you to make that bad purchase or good purchase. I don't know. Next one on our list is because shopping makes you happy. I mean, how noble is that? Shopping makes me happy. So what? You know, shopping makes you happy. And why not? You know, I think it's just, that's just part of life. Sometimes shopping makes you happy. Like, I don't even know what to add on this one. It's like full stop, right? I go in there because shopping makes me happy and I'm aware of what I'm doing. I love it. I enjoy it. It just makes me happy. The next one is you're feeling sorry for yourself. Perhaps you just went through a life event, very terrible life event, and you're shopping to soothe yourself. You're shopping to soothe yourself and you don't care if this has anything to do with sustainability or greenhouse gases or climate change, or perhaps you're going through a very bad breakup. And guess what? Only shopping can fix it. Number eight, it's because the item was just worth buying. Do you know, have you ever come across just that one item? You've never seen anything like it. Or perhaps you've been looking for something like that. You've never, you know, seen anything like it. And it was just too good to be true. Like, it was just one of those, this is one of those worth it kind of moments. Like, this is so worth it. Like, I'm buying this item. One of the motivations that may be driving you to purchase a good or bad item is souvenirs, memorabilias. You know, when we travel, we collect, I love Thailand kind of t-shirt. I love Thailand t-shirt. You know, we collect things like that. We've all done it before because you're far away from home. You've had a nice holiday and you feel like for some reason, you've convinced yourself that I love Thailand t-shirt is going to change your life. Yeah, we've all been there. Another one is you're celebrating a special occasion in your life. I mean, this is different from special occasions where special occasions are more about the one that I mentioned earlier, where you're invited to a wedding or you are going to someone's 80th birthday. You know, it's more of like an invite. This one is more about, for you feel like you want to, something personal has happened and you want to celebrate for yourself. And by celebrating, you are going to shop. Another one, it's because, I feel like someone is going to hear this one. It's because, Jazz, I can finally afford it. I can finally afford it. Are you kidding me? I've been waiting to afford this item all my life, all my life. And I see already this vision of all these luxury crossbody bags that everyone walks around with, you know, whether it's LV, whether it's YSL, it's because I can afford it, you know. So I'm going to buy it. It's been out of my budget for the longest time, and finally I got a good raise and I can buy this item. And then the last two, I feel like these are the ones where we're all aiming to get to, you know, because I love fashion. It's as simple as that. I love fashion. I just love it. I love fashion. I feel like I used to be there once upon a time. I still love fashion. I actually still love fashion. But it just recently just hasn't resulted in me shopping. It's like a feeling that I hold it close to my heart. Like, I love fashion. And if you speak to most stylists, they will tell you we love fashion, but not necessarily to shop for ourselves. Like, shopping for ourselves is like the last thing on the list. But we love dressing people and we love seeing beautiful clothes and we can appreciate a good look and we can appreciate, like, I don't know, being in Paris and you're just seeing all these amazing things. But most of us don't really shop that much. And then the last one on the list is because you're intentional with your purchases and now it's just time to update certain pieces in your wardrobe. It's just time, you know. You're not splurging. You're not spending unnecessarily. It's just time. You know, you have a routine in terms of how you shop, and now it's just that time of the month or the year where you normally go in and, you know, grab a couple of pieces. So I thought this was a very interesting list. I mean, I had to stop myself. I nearly went on and on and on because you can, and these are like the main reasons, right? These are like motivations on the ground. These are not like some consumer behavior polished reasoning. These are the kind of reasons or motivations that all of us as women, we can relate to at one point or another, where you just have stuff, but you can't kind of pinpoint like how did certain things end up in your wardrobe, you know? So the intention of this list really was just to try and get you thinking about, why do you bring things in your wardrobe? Are you able to pinpoint out of this list? Where do you fall in? The majority, where are you? You know? And I feel like when you open your wardrobe or bring stuff home, or when you're doing your decluttering session, I think it will be a nice way, a nice lens to look into your wardrobe and ask yourself, where do most of the things fall in terms of that whole emotional motivation of purchasing items? Where do they fall in? Are you the one that are buying because you can afford now? And that's where you're like, actually, I'm just buying these things because I'm too excited because I have money now. Or you're buying because, you know, this year you've just been going to one wedding after the other. And that's why you ended up with this 6 dresses that you have no interest in wearing going forward, but they're there, you know? Where do you fall in? I think that's the intention of this list, to try and get you to see. I'm keen to know, you know? I'm keen to know. Do let us know. Share in the comments on our Instagram, or you can send us an email and just share. Are you number one, number two, number three? It would be really, really interesting though. I hope this was interesting for you. I think it's just one of those, you know, food for thought to help you kind of look at your wardrobe in a different way, or challenge you to kind of spot where you could be going wrong and kind of regroup. So till the next episode, and remember, fashion doesn't come with a manual. You need the wardrobe shift in your life. See you next time. Thank you.